All right, last day of Enel Semisos Chavilas Chavilas, last day of this month. I think next month we're probably going to start, I'm probably going to do the same sugyas with you that I'm doing with high school. This month I didn't at all. I did the first part with high school, but next month I think in the high school we're going to be focusing until Pesach on the sugyas that relate to Pesach, to the Seder. So I think we're going to move ahead. We already did the Kiddush and Avdalah sugyas, so we sort of, that way we'll corner the 10th parak pretty well, hopefully by going Kovches, you know, etc. Haseba and Dalukosos and all the Leibedik sugyas that we have in Pesach related sugyas. And then after Pesach we can go back and there's so many Kishmak sugyas throughout the Masech that maybe we'll even just pick Erev Tavshilin and different things. But right now we're going to finish up Enos and this is Chavilos. Yeah?
Have you finished all the topics we wrote down on the first half of
Mishnah? I don't know. I'm afraid to look.
25 topics.
Yeah, I'm afraid to look. Now, on over here, I wrote down Kuf Beis and Beis. I wrote Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos and Kos of Sheva Brachos. Why did I write the Kos of Sheva Brachos? It relates very much to Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, and I want to talk about that a little bit because it relates to that Magen Avraham that we were doing yesterday. And then we'll get into some of the, if we have time, believe not, we'll get into some of the exceptions of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So again, our Gemara said that we don't say Birch Samozin and Kiddush on a single Kos because of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Says Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Sheino Mshtei Kedushas Al Kos Achas. The Yesh Noagin that by a chuppah we don't say the sheva brachos on the kos of benching. El mevi'in kos acher, we bring another kos. Vein mevarchin al hasheni bar priagafen, and we don't say the bar priagafen on the second kos. Kivin shkvar birich al kos birchas amazon. Kein chon levarich pamayim. We're not going to say a bar priagafen on the second kos because you already said a bar priagafen on the kos of birchas amazon. It doesn't make any sense to say bar priagafen twice. So you have two kosos, one of which gets the bar priagafen, the other one that gets passed around the room as they do the shavur bachos. You've seen this, right? And the person who bench says his bar priagafen though on that first kos. So that's the minug. Ach, Rabbeinu Meshulam yomer akol al kos echad. The low dummy the birchas mazon and kiddush to train milin in uktabrinim samuch avalacha chadim elzi the birchas mazon garden the birchas nisuin. He says you should know that not everyone agrees. Some think that this is not a violation of chavilos because unlike kiddush and birchas mazon, which are two totally separate entities, bar priagafen and shever brachos is really one thing. It's chadim elzihi because it's the birchas mazon that's gorim the birchas nisuin, meaning the shever brachos are only required when you washed and had to bench. It's an add-on to the benching. So since this is the kos on the benching, the shever brachos are part of the benching. My nafkamina, if the shever brachos are part of the benching, are not so significant nafkaminas. First of all, what if you didn't wash? Can you say one of the shever brachos? Are you? What if does the panim chadashos have to wash? So chakira and the rishonim, discussion of the rishonim in the beginning of ksuvas. Who is the chiv of Sheva Brachos on? Is the chiv of Sheva Brachos on the Panim Chadashos? That someone who hasn't yet seen the Chasan Kal in the first week, when they see them, they have a chiv to be Mevarech Sheva Brachos? And we just do it by having different people be Motzi them, but it's really the Panim Chadashos who have the chiv? Or is it a chiv on the Chasan Kal when they have a Tosefa Simcha, when they have additional Simcha by the presence of Panim Chadashos? So they have a chiv of Sheva Brachos. So what if the Panim Chadashos didn't wash and the Chasan Kala washed? If it's a chiv that relates to the Birchas Hamazon and it's a chiv on the Chasan and Kala, so great. If it's a chiv on the Panim Chadashos they didn't wash, then it's a problem. So you have a significant discussion on that topic, but that's what Rabbeinu Meshulam says. And then he writes, "Birchas Erisin v'Nisuin, the brach of Erisin and Nisuin, nagu lomar ashtei kosos." At a wedding, under the chuppah, the birchas erisin we do on one kos, and then the birchas nisuin we pour a second kos for birchas nisuin. The chasan kali each drink twice. I was at a wedding on Sunday. The chasan like downed the entire cup. I've never seen anything like it in my life. He needs a bracha achrona if he does that. Yes, I was at a wedding once where a chasan had someone pull up a chair under the chuppah so he could sit down and say a bracha achrona after the chuppah. Yeah. Crazy or whatever. I mean, he probably should have just taken a sip and then he wouldn't have been chayv in bracha, but okay. So anyway, we say him on two kosos. Why? Because regilim zeh below zeh, because it used to be the minhag was that he wouldn't do them together. So nowadays we do them together. It doesn't really make sense to have two kosos. So what we do in order to break them up a little bit is we read the ksuba. That's, I don't know if you realize, that's what the purpose of reading the ksuba under the chuppah is. The purpose of reading the ksuba is just to break up the erisin from the nisuin. Yeah.
By Sheva brachos when they take the two kosos, they mix them. You know, they make, I don't know why they mix them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But is that mitzvah chavilas chavilas also? Because you're putting two.
Okay, so I want to talk about chavilas chavilas as really Sheva brachos. Just 1 second. Just we'll get back to that issue. On this point, that the purpose of the Kriyas HaKesubah is just to break up the areas from the Yisurin. Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, B'Shem Rav Salvejik, that a lot of times it used to be the practice, and it's coming back a little bit, unfortunately, that people have a speech under the chuppah. If you're going to have a speech under the chuppah, a lot of people have the speech at the end, after the whole chuppah is over. They then have the speech right after Mishkachecha, right before Mishkachecha, they do a speech at that time. Salvejik said that was not really correct, because the Nosekelim and the Shulchan Aruch say that Meritza Nesachasim Nesachal V'Chedu Yichud, that since the Yichud may be the Nisuin, according to the Rambam, the Yichud is the Nisuin, so you don't want to be mafsik between the Birchus Nisuin and the actual Nisuin. So you want to run the Chasen and Kala to the Yichud room as quickly as possible. You certainly don't want to be mafsik with a long speech. But you know when would be a great time to be mafsik with a long speech? Between the Erisin and Nisuin, because we have to split up the Erisin from the Nisuin. That's why we have the Kriyas HaKesubah. The Kriyas HaKesubah, there's no chiyuv to read a Ksubah. We could read anything. They could have a Kriyas HaDeclaration of Independence. Doesn't make a difference. Just read something. Just do something. They could stop and play some music and have whatever. They could do whatever they want. But the minute became that we do a Kriyas HaKesubah because that seems most appropriate since we're at a wedding. That's what we do. That's where Rav Shechter once got into a lot of trouble. Someone asked him if a woman could read the Ksubah. And he said, really? Ksubah, it's a Maisa Kov. It's meaningless. A monkey could do it. I mean, that's what Maisa Kov means. It's an expression that Chazal had. That's something that has no halachic significance. They call it Maisa Kov. A monkey could do it. So the headlines, Rav Shechter compares women to monkeys. If you're an Amma or a Star Reisa, then yeah, then that's what you heard. If you don't know the terminology, the Talmudic terminology, Ma'isakov, so then that's what you heard. But if you actually know a little bit of something, so then you know exactly what he was talking about. Anyway, that's the chilek. That's the hafsaka that we require. So Tosafot over here writes that the reason that we don't say Sheva Brachos on the coast of Birchas Hamazon, according to the first day in Tosfos, when we're doing the Sheva Brachos together with the Birchas Hamazon, is because it's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So we bring a second coast, we make 6 brachos on the other coast, and then we make a Bar Priya Gafen on the coast of Birchas Hamazon. We don't make 2 Bar Priya Gafens, because that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to make 2 Bar Priya Gafens. Fine. And Rabbeinu Meshulam, etc. Good. What do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Bey, Sif Tes. Might as well get it out. Eben Ezer. Right here, it's almost within arm's reach. I might as well see it inside. Simon Samach Beis, Si'if Tes. Shulchan Aruch writes. Who do we pass tonight? The first day or Rabbeinu Meshulam? Yesh Omrim, Shein Lomar Zayin Brachos, Al Kos Birchas Hamazon, Ela Mevi Kos Acher, Va'omer Alav Zayin Brachos, V'chozer V'lokeach Koshel Birchas Hamazon, Va'omer Alav Bar Pri Agafet. So Yesh Omrim, that you have 2 separate kosos. V'yesh omrim shein tzarech al kos shel birchas hamazon mevarich zayin brachos. And yesh omrim that all one kos, and you say all shavu brachos on the same kos that you use for birchas hamazon. Whenever you have a yesh omrim shulchan aruch, second one, right? And over here he makes it even more obvious. V'chein pashar aminag. They still like the second one. What? We don't do that. That's because the Raman, the very next words, Ube Medino Selunogin Kisvar Arishona. In our places, our minig is like the first shita. So that's what we do. 2 separate kosos for Birch Samazon, for the Bar Pri Gafen Birch Samazon, and for the Sheva Brachos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Si'if Ches writes, that on a day that we read from 2 Sifrei Torah, this is in the context of that Magen Avram. On a day that we read from 2 Sifrei Torah, they should not open up the second one, nor take off the covering until they roll the first one. Got to put away the first one before you open up the second one. And the Ramah says that we are not misalik the first one until the second one is on the shulchan. We don't do hagba on the first one until we first put the second one down on the bima. The Ramah writes, you've seen this. Why? So that people shouldn't have a hesach adas from mitzvos. There shouldn't be a break in the mitzvos. It should be a consistent flow of mitzvos. And we take out the 2 svarim at the same time. And we don't do 2 separate psichos. We take out the 2 svarim at the same time, says the Ramah. and we have the guy that takes out the second Sefer Torah, hang on to it while the first one is being read from. There used to be a minhag in many shuls that they would build on the bima a little bench with two holes in the bottom that they could stick the Torah in the holes and just leave it there so as not to be matriach anybody to have to hold the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe writes that that's a bizayon of a Sefer Torah, that's shalok ha'alacha. You have a minhag in many shuls, I don't know if you call it a minhag, but an unfortunate thing in many shuls where people do hagba and they don't want to bother themselves to hold the Torah, they're not going to miss Kiddush Club. So to have to hold the Torah the whole time during the Haftarah, there's an 8-year-old. Oh, what better candidate to hold the heavy Sefer Torah than the 8-year-old? He'll feel so proud of himself doing it and almost dropping it. And I'll be happy at the Kiddush Club. So that is also entirely inappropriate. In my shul we have it's a shul rule. No Sefer Torah can ever be given to a child under Bar Mitzvah, no matter how big and strong, no matter whether it's Simchas Torah or not. Why? Because I've read many tshuvas when I was researching the topic of fallen Sifrei Torah and whether you have to fast for fallen Sifrei Torah, and all the tshuvas start the same way. Either they opened the Aron Kodesh and it wasn't put away properly and it fell out, or someone thought of the bright idea to give the Sefer Torah to a kid and the kid dropped it. So it all starts there. So I say, you know what, it's not worth it. I don't want one of those tshuvas written to me. So we take out the two Sefer Torah. The guy, the adult who took out the second Sefer, should hold it. And the Darke Moshe writes over there in Osei that in the Ar Zarua, quotes from the Yerushalmi, that when you take out two Sefer Torah, you shouldn't take out the second one until you're machzir the first one to its place. But that's not our minhag. We take them both out at the same time, and we just hold on to the first one, to the second one, until the first one's being done, is done being read from. And then we take the second one and we give the first one to someone to hold. Fine. Magen Avraham quotes Machlokes Rishonim. We saw yesterday that which Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, is it on bringing two mitzvos to a location at one time also? Or is it only in the performance of the mitzvah? Magen Avraham pointed out Tosos Sota Davches says that you're not even allowed to bring two mitzvahs simultaneously, even though you're not going to do them simultaneously, you're going to do them zeh achar zeh. And therefore Tos says, asur to be mamid shtei sotos ba'azara at one time. You can't bring the two sotos to the azara at the same time, even though they're not going to drink at the same time. The Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Sota Alecha Beis, made no such chiluk. Rambam holds that you're allowed to bring two mitzvos together. So says Magen Avraham, from that machlokas we could see about Shnei Sefrei Torah that you read b'zeh achar zeh, that according to Tosvos, you shouldn't even bring them out of the Aron Kodesh at the same time, even though you plan on reading them separately. Whereas, so you should bring one Sefer Torah, read it, put it away, then bring out the other Sefer Torah. Whereas according to the Rambam, no problem, bring them both out at the same time, that's great. As long as you only read them b'zeh achar zeh. What do? We take them out at the same time, which means we paskin like the Rambam. Right? We paskin against Tosfos. In order to avoid Chavilos, we don't open the second one until the first one's closed up. But to bring them out, we do that at the same time. So we paskin like the Rambam. So says the Magen Avraham, given that we paskin like the Rambam, that you're allowed to bring out two mitzvahs at the same time, you just can't do them at the same time. It makes sense that according to Tosos, you shouldn't be able to bring two kosos of Birchas Hamazon and Shavuot Brachos at the same time. Because what do we say in our Tosos? That you shouldn't have the kosos of Birchas Hamazon. The reason we need a kosos of Birchas Hamazon and kosos of Brachos is not to do Chavilos Chavilos. So we have two separate mitzvahs, Shavuot Brachos and Birchas Hamazon. Don't pour both kosos at the same time, says the Magen Avraham. Why? Because that's bringing out two mitzvahs at the same time. And Sota tells us, writes, that also is Chavilos Chavilos, just bringing it. So L'chora, according to Tosos, what we do is wrong, right? What we do when we pour the two kosos at the beginning, that's wrong. And it sounds that way in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Beis Siftes. Yeshor Moshein Lomar Shav Brachos Al Kos Beruch Samazon, Elamevi Kos Acher, V'omer Lov Shav Brachos, V'chozer V'lokeach Kos Shal Beruch Samazon, V'omer Lov Bar Pei Agafen. According to Tosos, no, you can't bring them both out at the same time. That's what the Stipler points out. You should wait to bring the second one out till after Birch Samazon. Right? So if one wanted to be machmir for Shitas HaTosfos, the second kos shouldn't be poured till after benching. First kos you bring out, you do Birch Samazon al kos. Second kos shouldn't be poured till after benching, according to Tosfos. But again, we pass like the Rambam. So it's okay, you could pour a second kos. Now, typically, what do people do? I think typically they only pour one kos, then they do benching, then they pour the second kos after benching anyway. So Rav Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzer points out in Marechas Aleph Klal Pei Gimel that you could be mechalik between the two cases. And Sota it says Vehevia ish es ishto el akoi. Vehevi ha ish es ishto el akoi. That there's a mitzvah behava. There's a mitzvah in bringing her. So it's part of the mitzvah, and therefore part of the enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is in the bringing two at one time. Maybe by kosos you could say otherwise. By kosos, it's not the hava'a that makes the difference. Bringing the kos is not the mitzvah, it's the actual utilization of the kosos for koshal bracha that makes all the difference. So Yosef Engel says that maybe Tosus's hakpada won't apply to the kos of Shev Brachas. What about Sefer Torah? What about Sefer Torah? It would turn out that even according to Tosos, it would be no problem to do what we do, to take out two Sefer Torah, because the mitzvah is not to take out the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to read from the Sefer Torah, yeah?
But even if the mitzvah was to take out the Sefer Torah, right?
So then it would be subject to the Rambam Tosos.
It still probably wouldn't matter anyway because of Kavod HaTorah. That take out one Torah before the other, it's like this one's more important.
We always do that. We always leave a whole bunch more in the Arun when we take out one.
No, I'm saying, but if you're going to
so the halacha is, you're not supposed to have only read from one Torah and leave the others munach, you know, bekarin zavis, and you should try to make sure that Sefer Torah. It's a big question. That on the one hand, it's bizarre to say for Torah to only read from one and not the others. What if the one you read from is more mahudar? So which wins? You know, which consideration wins? Okay, that's a separate question though. So taking out one and then taking out the other, why not?
Because you're saying you're taking out these two. You have the maftir and you have the
They're rolled to different places. That's why you take out two. The reason why you don't just take out one and roll it is because of Tirchut Tzibura. We just had here on Hanukkah, one of the days they took out, on Rosh Chodesh, they took out one Sefer Torah, and Rabbi Kamenetsky announced, we only took out one Sefer Torah because the other Sefer Torah rolled to the totally wrong place, and it would take us longer to roll those than it would to just roll this one. So the whole reason, Mishum Tirchut Tzibura, so we just rolled this one. Yeah.
Why do we even necessarily equate the case of Sota to the case of Sefer Torah? Because in the case of Sota, you have two different Sota at the same time. You can't physically, they're two separate people, you know, the same thing, as opposed to, you can if you wanted to, have both, right? As opposed to the...
What do you mean, why can't you have
both? You can't do both at the same time. Meaning, they're in the same room, by definition, they're separate entities, and they can't be done at the same time. As opposed to the case of Sefer Torah, where technically, meaning you can't do both on one person, two people. As opposed to Sefer Torah, the two, you could do both things with one separate Sefer Torah. You don't have to take out two Sefer Torah if you don't want to. Meaning you don't technically have to take out two. As opposed to Sefer, you have to do.
Not at the same time, you can't do both things on one Sefer Torah.
You can do all on one Sefer Torah. So you only really have to take out one Sefer Torah. So,
meaning, by the Sota, there are two Mechaivim.
As opposed to Sefer Torah, you can do it on one. If you only had one Sefer Torah.
It's already necessarily two separate cheftoshanah, or whatever you call the sota, two totally separate things. And therefore what? And therefore,
why would necessarily equate it? I'm
saying, why should your chiluk make a difference? In which direction should it make a difference?
It would seem like I would say more lenient than more strict. More strict, I would say.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you come up with a chiluk. The next step is always to figure out, okay, this, and you're right, this is a difference, why does it matter? Meaning, which way does it lean the svara? So yeah, what do you want to tie in it?
It leans anything more strict.
For what?
For the Torah. Meaning, it would be more chomer in some sense. Like that.
It would be more of a chavilos issue?
More chavilos, because you don't really have to take it out. So the fact you're taking a separate Sefer Torah in addition to the first one, you know, when it's not going to be used, I would assume...
Or it doesn't have to be used.
Or it doesn't have to be used. I would assume it should be, you know, be more common in a sense. I don't know.
Maybe.
So
I'm saying, but you know, but two soaks can drink from one cup. That's the whole idea. You kept straw, and it's one thing also.
Yeah, it really depends how you define what the chefs is. What he's suggesting is the mesot is the chefs, not the sota.
But no one helped it. Because before the answer was there's a shtekohana, the one coin, meaning anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little confused by the whole sota.
But it's all a mitzvah. It's all the pesukim.
It's all part of the mitzvah.
Heavy coin.
All of it is makev. You need a coin, you need a sota, you need the mesot, you need all those things.
You need
I guess, yeah, probably. I mean, I guess that's what you got here, right? That's what it is. Another issue to discuss over here is what if you do one Maisa mitzvah, but you intended to count for two separate mitzvahs? For instance, the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva. Someone sends food and drink to an ani. And he's Yotzei Mishloach Manos. Could it also be Matanos Levyanim at the same time? Could you do Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyanim simultaneously by giving food to an Ani? Assuming you give to another Ani also, because you need Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyanim, you need to give to two. So he says, it would be a violation of Chavilos Chavilos unless you divide it. You'd have to divide one to one. You can give to Aniyim for Mishloach Manos, but that's got to be your Mishloach Manos. And give separately to an Ani for Matanos Levyanim. And Estechemini says, what do you mean? The din of Asiyas Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is only when you do two different actions on two different mitzvos, Bebas Achas. But if you do one Maisa and you just intended to work for two things, that's not Chavilos Chavilos. Chavilos Chavilos is two separate actions. I'm going to say benching on this coast, and I'm going to say Kiddush on this coast. Those are two separate mitzvahs, two separate actions, two separate Maisim mitzvah. The Amira of benching and the Amira of Kiddush. But it's just one act of giving food to somebody. So is that Chavilos Chavilos? The Stechem is not so sure. The Ksav Sofer seems pretty convinced. But the Raya, he quotes over here in the Pnimei Halacha section, the Masifta, he says that he brings a raya, the Stechem brings a raya from the Sefer Vayan Avram, that is Safek, many Rabbanim had the following Safek. Someone finished two Masechtas and he wanted to make a Siyum on both Masechtas simultaneously. Chavilos, Chavilos. You finish, you finish Pesachim and Tainis. You want to make a Siyum on both of them simultaneously. Is that Chavilos, Chavilos? So he says, no, it's not Chavilos Chavilos, because it's not two separate mitzvos together. Ein osin means shnei, ein osin mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. It's shnei ma'aseh mitzvah. Over here it's not shnei ma'asim. You're making one suda, and you just want it to count for two things, and that's totally fine. In the Sefer Avnei Zikaron, he adds another chiddush. The Ben Ish Chai writes in the Sefer Hod Yosef, and the Sefer Malach HaBris, that if one's father asks him to bring something somewhere, and his mother says to bring something to that same place, don't bring them both at the same time. Bring first the thing your father said, then the thing your mother said. Because Kibrav and Kibreim are two separate mitzvahs, and if you bring them both at the same time, it's going to be Chavilos Chavilos. Sounds so counterproductive, no? Your father, well, which one you take first? Sugya and Kiddushin. If they're still married, you do father first. If they're divorced, then whichever one, or you let them fight it out or whatever. It's not so clear in the Gemara what exactly you do if they're not married. It's also there are Rishonim that suggest that you only give father first if it's something that your mother is chayiv to do for your father. Like, Aviv Amar Ashkeni Mayim, the Gemara says. So that's why that's something that a woman is chayiv to do for her husband, so maybe that's why the father wins. But either way, he says it's chavilos, chavilos to bring them together. But if both father and mother want it to be done pronto, as quick as possible, then it could be that it's mutter. So the Avnei Zikaron says that Lule Dvarav, one could have suggested that it's only by a mitzvah that cannot be done simultaneously in one maisa, like Beis Agalos, Hashkas Beis Sotos, That's what we say those mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. Over here, if your father said to bring two objects to that place, it wouldn't be enos mitzvahs chavilus chavilus to bring both. So just because your father says one, your mother says the other, it's one ma'isa. It's one ma'isa of bringing. You bring a bag with both items in it. So it's one ma'isa. It wouldn't be a violation of chavilus chavilus. I saw it just this morning. There's a tshuva in the Marasham. I noticed on the Mar Makomos, I had scribbled in, next to the outline, Shut Marasham Chelik Vav Simen Zayin. So I looked up. I was curious what I was talking about. So Marasham and Simen Zayin has a bunch of, he has a letter to someone who wrote a bunch of ha'aros. So normally tshuvas Marasham, very long tshuvas to work through. So over here it's just like one paragraph after the other. Each one is a different topic. Umasha chakar, last paragraph in the tshuva. Masha chakar miyuchlu latzeis besudas yomtov besudas siyum. Can you make a siyum on yomtov? Have your yomtov suda. I actually got the shayla last week. Someone asked me if there's suda Shabbos. Can you suda siyum? They were finishing shkalim. Afyomi. Shkalim, right? And they wanted to make a siyum at their Shabbos suda. They're having a bunch of chevra, a bunch of friends. They wanted to make a siyum. Is that a violation of chavilos chavilos? So he points to Tosus brachos lametesam beis hakol modim debrebracha shalnen in einakram chavilos chavilos tabe kiddush mevarchem kiddush ubirchsa yayin. Because the birchsa nen, and we don't have a violation of chavilos chavilos, Tosus says, because we do it all the time with kiddush. And then he writes at the end, forget about that. There's no concern over here anyway. Why? You hear the raya? Kriya Shema. Say Kriya Shema every morning, every night. What mitzvah yotze? Yotze mitzvah Kriya Shema. Yotze mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim. Yotze the mitzvah of Vigisba Yom V'Layla. Afilu Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. One is Yotze Vigisba Yom V'Layla. Yotze mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. No, one Maisa, multiple Kiyumim in a given Maisa, is not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. What other exceptions do we have? What if one mitzvah is the Rabbanan and the other one is Daraisa? Is that a violation of Chavilos? Is it later on? Not yet. Is that a violation of Chavilos Chavilos? When one is the Rabbanan and one is Daraisa. So there is a Rambam. The Rambam in the 29th paragraph of Shabbos Halacha Yud Gimel, Lo yivarich v'yikadish al kos echad, sheinos and shtei mitzvos b'kos echad. Don't be mevarich and mekadish on one kos, meaning benching and kiddush. Because Kiddush and Brachos Mazon are two separate mitzvahs, Enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And the Rambam writes, so that's obvious, that's straight from the Gemara. But what does the Rambam say? She mitzvahs Kiddush and mitzvahs Brachos Mazon shtei mitzvahs shel Torah hein. Because both of these are mitzvahs d'oraisa. That's why you can't do it. And if they were d'rabbanan, so the Migdalos, Medayik from the Rambam, that if you do two mitzvahs to Rabbanan, it's not a violation of Chavilos. Chassam Sofer says, no, that's not what the Rambam meant. What the Rambam meant was that when one is Doraisa and one is Rabbanan, it's not a violation of Chavilos. Why not? When one's Doraisa, one's Rabbanan. So Chassam Sofer says, because the Gemara says, Avdol Birchsamazon is Chavilos, because mitzvah of Avdol is Doraisa, obviously, according to the Rambam, meaning this is Rambam Lushitaso. Ram holds only chavilos chavilos if they're both daraisa, so it must be that avdol is daraisa. We have to be assuming that way. And since birchsamazon and avdol are both daraisa, so you can't do them together, it's chavilos chavilos. Some sort of says, so what's the svara? Why doesn't it apply? So he says, klapi the daraisa. You're not doing mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because a derabbanan neged a daraisa is like a dvar arashus. In comparison to the daraisa, the derabbanan is like a dvar arashus. And therefore, it's not chavilos chavilos, because you're not doing another mitzvah with the daraisa. You're doing a dvar harashus when you wear your mishkafayim daraitiyim. When you're wearing your daraisa glasses, it's a dvar harashus through your daraisa lenses. And what about from the derabbanan's perspective? You're being mevaza the derabbanan by doing the daraisa along with it. No, you're not. What greater covenant can you have for a mitzvah d'rabbanan than to link it to a mitzvah d'araisa? It's the greatest covenant you could have for a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I could have argued the other way and said, no, that's the greatest bizayon to the d'rabbanan because you're sort of going to ignore the d'rabbanan. And he says, no, that helps you focus on the d'rabbanan.
The practical case.
The what?
The practical case of it.
Oh. So the Gemara is going to ask about being mitzaref havdalah of Motzai Shabbos with Kiddush of Yom Tov. The Rambam holds havdalah Motzai Shabbos is d'oraisa. Kiddush of Yom Tov, d'rabbana. So that's a practical case. L'chora, that's a problem for the Rambam. Meaning the Rambam holds Kiddush and Yom Tov is d'rabbana, the Rambam holds havdalah is d'oraisa. Havdalah Motzai Shabbos is d'oraisa. And yet the Gemara still talks about chavilos, chavilos in that context. How? Why? Darabon and Darais, not chavilos, chavilos. So, some Sofer quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger that someone davens marav and mitzvah Shabbos, he's already been mekayim the mitzvah of Havdalah Darais, so he only has Havdalah. It turns the Havdalah that he says at home, Havdalah Kos, into Darabon. But not so pashut, because if a person knows he's going to be saying Abdullah al-Kos, then pashut is he has kavanah not to be yotzei Abdullah b'tfilah, and if he has kavanah not to be yotzei, maybe he's taka not yotzei, and his real kiyum of Abdullah is Abdullah al-Kos. So l'chora, that's not such a strong argument, because on Friday night Kiddush, we could say such an argument, that no one wants to be yotzei Kiddush Friday night with their tefillah, with davening in shul, because they're going to say Kiddush al-Kos when they get home. So it's kavanah shalol latzeis. Their kavanah is to daven. Their kavanah is not to say kiddush. But in havdalah in shul on Motzai Shabbos, you're saying a special, separate bracha for havdalah. So it's hard to say you're not having in mind to be able to say havdalah with that separate bracha that's just for havdalah, and that you know you're relying on being able to say the havdalah later on. So l'chora, it's a good way to justify the Rambam over here. The Rambam Somet, you're mavdil b'tfila. And therefore, both mitzvahs are mitzvahs d'rabbanan, and that's why we can still apply chavilos chavilos. One more important point of limitations on chavilos chavilos. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that whenever it's a mitzvah that can be done with a shaliach, there's no violation of chavilos chavilos. Why? Because what's the whole svara that it's a problem of chavilos chavilos? That it looks like near kemasui. It's like a burden. You're trying to unburden yourself. Well, if it's something you're allowed to do with a shliach, you're allowed to unburden yourself. You're allowed to not do it at all and have someone else do it for you. When it's a mitzvah that you could do all your day as shliach. It's a little bit challenging because a mitzvah that you're allowed to do Aliyah Shliach means that it works when you do it Aliyah Shliach. Does not mean you're allowed to do it Aliyah Shliach. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph tells us Kiddushin is Nitan L'Shlichus, Gittin is Nitan L'Shlichus. These are mitzvahs you could do with the Shliach. But mitzvah Bo Yoser Mi B'Shlucha. You have to do it yourself rather than appointing Shliach to do it. What? So there's a discussion in Rishonim, is that a concept of Raisa, Derabanan? Pashto says you have to. Mitzvah Bo Yosim, it's a greater mitzvah, you got to do the greater mitzvah. So just because it's Nitan L'Shlichus, it doesn't mean that it's permissible to unburden yourself. It may not be permissible to unburden yourself, even though it's Nitan L'Shlichus. It's a major discussion in that sugya of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha by kiddushin. Which mitzvahs do we say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha? Which mitzvahs? And what mitzvahs are we talking about? Mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. That's why you got to do kiddushin by yourself. Show up to your own wedding. The Gemara says mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. What mitzvah? Kiddushin? Is kiddushin a mitzvah? Machlokes Rishon. Or maybe no, maybe it's not Kiddushin, maybe it's the mitzvah of Pur Uvu. It's the Hechsher mitzvah of Pur Uvu. So then you see that even a Hechsher mitzvah, we say, mitzvah bo, Yosem Yer B'Shlucha. Alright, that's a whole, we could have a whole week of Shiram on mitzvah bo, Yosem Yer B'Shlucha. As Hashem, one day we'll get to mitzvah bo, Yosem Yer B'Shlucha. Right now I have a Rebbe's meeting. Shkoyach Gadol for the whole Zman. Make sure we keep on learning over Ben Azmanim. Eretz Yisrael should be mechazik you.
Maybe I have an ambitious idea about Chavis Chavios. This Friday, is it a mitzvah minat Torah tishomer nashu seifin? You have to guard your mitzvah daraisa.
Yeah.
So fasting is detrimental to your health. So you're dafka breaking your, you're dafka breaking your fast on a kos shel kiddush.
So saying it's a mitzvah to break your fast, and
the mitzvah daraisa of kiddush.